is 7:32. And the Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night, and Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca, joins me now. Good morning, Katie. How are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you. I'm pleased to know there's still a chance, you're saying, that I could be a mega millionaire.
I was going to say that you didn't go down to Maryland and get that ticket because you're joining me this morning.
There's still a chance. Yeah.
There's always hope. That's right. Something like quadrillion, I don't know. Jim was going over the numbers.
Yeah.
Anyway, tell us about more mundane things like last night's meeting.
Exactly. Well, we had a wonderful start to the meeting, which was Marguerite Albin, our chairperson, introduced our newest member, Mr. Bob Berlek. He's just an incredible addition, timing-wise, based on his skill set. He's just a terrific fellow, and he has considerable knowledge in affordable housing, which could not come at a better time for us. As you know, we're working very hard on our moderate income regulations and also on affordable housing issues, and just his knowledge base is just incredible and such a wonderful addition. So very big welcome to him. And it was a good meeting for him to start with because it was short, which, you know, due to a lot of postponements, and those can be nice from time to time. So we started with the Cardinal Stadium, and we did not hear the GEMS building or the lot confirmation on Byram Shore or the gas station 1429 East Putnam. And got right into it with the municipal improvement for the Cardinal Stadium. This is Phase 1B. If you recall, we split the phase up. We did the bleachers separately at a different meeting, at least the home field bleachers. We still had the visitor bleachers to get to for Phase 2. This was just a parking area and the ticket booth, and it was approved. The big to-do with this one was whether or not we should deal with the future roadway now or whether we should kick that down the road to Phase 2, and that's what the commission decided to do is after a series of questions were answered about the likelihood of that road going forward and the timing of it, I think the commission felt that it was sufficient to just proceed with this phase and move forward. So we look forward to seeing the future roadway in the next month or so. It's very relevant because there's a lot of traffic congestion on Hillside, which is very damaging to that neighborhood, according to the people that live there. And this is much, much needed from their standpoint. So that's why it was such a big deal. And this phase also includes the handicap parking, which if you've ever been to the stadium, you know that it's a far walk from the existing parking areas and just really quite unacceptable, actually, for people that do have a handicap to have to try to go that distance. So that's another obvious big improvement. Then we moved on to Pembewick Road. This was proposal for conversion from single family to two family. It was before the commission because that's ordinarily permitted just as of right, but it's before the commission because they are undersized lot, and this was approved. Then there was a map change proposal at 9 Glenville Street, and usually the commission does not entertain zoning map changes that go from a residential zone to a business zone, but in this instance, the history of how this came to be, it's just a small piece of land, how this came to be due to a map error was detailed, and the commission acknowledged that that was in fact the case and did approve the map amendment. Then we finally culminated many, many months, actually almost over a year, of hearings and discussions about the project at 100 East Putnam Avenue, and that was finally approved last night. This is a project for a moderate income housing development, moderate income meaning people that can go into these subsidized units cannot have more of an income than the average town medium income of town employees. I'm sorry, that sounded more complicated than it actually is, but effectively it's housing for in the town workforce, and the overall development is for 22 units, where 5 of them would be available for the subsidized rate, so that teachers, firefighters, etc., can have an option to live in what looks to be a fabulous new building at a rate that they can afford. So, like I said, that was approved, and that completed out the completed the meeting.
Yeah, a lot of things were withdrawn. I want to get your take on. I'm sure you know about the forum that took place Tuesday night about state control versus local control of zoning issues. I guess Marguerite Albin did weigh in on that. Give us your thoughts there.
Yeah, so that was about the potential legislation, well, not potential, it's happening, from a group out of Hartford called Desegregate Connecticut, and they are looking to, they believe that zoning creates segregation and racial inequality, and the way to solve that is to effectively let Hartford decide how land use issues should be solved statewide, as opposed to letting each individual 169 municipalities in Connecticut decide for themselves. An original proposal that they had was quite extreme, if I may say. Really took away almost all local control. And that was obviously met with just extreme opposition because it was an extreme proposal. And they have a revised language now that I believe is out and available for people to take a look at. If you go to the state website, the legislative bills and whatever. And this one, it's still troubling to a lot of people, and that was what was expressed on Tuesday evening, because it's questionable as to whether or not something like that would work, number one. And number two, again, I think it does take away from local control. And I think the biggest issue that we've had with this group over time is that their research has left a bit to be desired, and they are doing a very common thing to have happen, which is just misrepresenting the social and economic makeup of the town. It's just easy to say Greenwich is nothing but rich people, but as we all know, that's a nice thing to say, but actually not quite accurate. So that's been frustrating, particularly as it comes down to what we, and I, when I say we, actually I mean Fairfield County in general, not just Greenwich, but what we have done in terms of our zoning has been quite innovative and quite successful, frankly, in terms of providing different housing options and diversity for people. So we'd like to continue our efforts. And more importantly, I think we'd like to work with them. There seems to be quite a feeling of unwillingness on their part to have conversations and do this together, and that's added to this level of animosity where they're feeling that we're just being told what to do. I think someone described it best by saying, we're going to eat our vegetables anyway. We don't need to go and ask if we can eat our vegetables. We can do it just fine on our own.
Okay. As long as there's ice cream at the end of the vegetables.
Exactly. Well said.
That's the incentive there. Okay. When is the next meeting and any items on the agenda?
The next meeting is February 2nd, and on that is the Fort Orchard Street, which is actually an affordable housing project. We also have the GEMS building on King Street that was postponed from this meeting. Also, Byram Shore Road that I mentioned will be on, that was postponed from this meeting. 16 Prospect Street, I know it's of interest to a lot of people. That's to finish the basement in the two-family residence. There's a little bit more interest in that one than it sounds, but that one will be on. The gas station at 1429. 11 Division Street is a historic overlay that was approved, but they would like to fix amend one of the conditions, so they'll be back. And then 22 Sound Beach Avenue is a two-lot subdivision, and they'll be on. And the meeting after that is on February 17th.
All right. Wow. If everything is on the February 2nd, it's going to be a long meeting.
Yes. Well, yeah. I think that's 10 items that I rattled off, and I think we can handle that pretty well, actually. We've seen a lot of these before, so I don't suspect it will be too bad. Mm-hmm. The big one on that, the one that I anticipate taking the most amount of time is the 4 Orchard Street. But maybe not, since we've gotten the public input already, and it was just left open to sort out some issues with the fire department and sewer, which I believe are done at this time. So it might not be that long after all.
All right, great, Katie. Good job. Thanks very much. Have yourself a great day. We'll talk in a couple weeks. Thanks.
Wonderful. Thank you. You too.
That's Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning, Town of Greenwich, P&Z Commission Report.